United Nations is welcoming the 5 billionth person alive in the world.
The White House today denies reports the U.S. sent weapons-related equipment to Iran as late as last month. The recent scandal at the PTL ministry are taking a toll on the credibility.
Kim Baker resigned.
Well, so Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going. Call to talk to Tracy and Friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at TracyandFriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It's 8 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and it's going to be an open mic today. Jeff will be in a little bit later on, and I'm here, you know, usually it's my rotary day, but since Jeff had to do some things this morning and he couldn't make it here, he said that, you know, I'm going to have to do my own show since my name's on the door. I thought maybe, you know, he might be right. So I'm here, and the number is 347-945-5229. There's a lot going on in our society. There's a lot going on in our world. And I want to bring up just a couple things and rehash a couple things and want you to just dive in and take us where you want to see it go in the next couple days. We are becoming so overwhelmed in our lives with social media, with phones, with iPads, you know, iPhones, with all this kind of stuff. I heard Jeff say yesterday that we're truly machines, masterful machines, but we're machines, and we're becoming robotic. And so freedom and being able to deviate from the systems is becoming more and more difficult, should I say. And because they're becoming more and more difficult, people are having a hard time getting out of the box so that they can create bigger and better boxes. And I think that it's limiting our future and it's limiting our children. And so as we go through, and this is just a thought, we need to make sure that we go outside of the patterns and begin to think for ourselves still, and not allow people to think for us. And because it's easy when people are thinking for you. It's easy when you don't have to research anything and whatever they say is okay. It makes you very, very lazy, and it makes our future lazy. And I look at our children become lazy, and they are waiting for someone else to do something for them when they could do it for themselves. And if you realize when those of us who are at the baby boomers, at the end of the baby boom, we didn't have the luxury of always depending on someone else to be there for us and to make it happen for us. That's not the luxury that we had. And if you look, I am old-fashioned. But, you know, they didn't do it for us. They made us do it for ourselves, and it made us a better person. And if somebody can call me and tell me why it is that people raise their children differently than they were raised when they turned out okay. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, if you were in an abusive home, I can see why you change your outlook. And if you were in a home that demonized you, I can see that why you changed your outlook. But I don't understand if you were raised in a halfway decent functioning abode, why you would change completely everything that you've ever been taught, and that you were still not speaking to your children's lives. I'm talking about older people, and tell them right from wrong. I don't get it. I don't understand why you don't tell your children right from wrong anymore, and why you I know Dad was a tyrant. He worked all day long and came home and sat on the chair, and Mom waited on him, and you said, "I'll never do that." I understand a little bit of that, but I don't understand why now he is just a non-issue. And we're allowing society to flip things introvertly into something and morph them into something that it should not be. Because with that said, if you look at what's going on in our home life, it's just not cool. You can't have the divorce rate the way that it is. You know, parents are looking at children when they have them, and instead of making the choice not to sleep with you and to use protection before you get pregnant, just have a baby and just abort it. I don't think we really understand that. So that was my opening, and I just want, that was just something for us to think about, because it's really affecting our society, and our society is a place that it should be a place where we're proud of, and we take pride in, and we don't see that happening anymore. So now let's go over to what's going on with the IRS. I want to know how you guys feel about the IRS going out and using, the price tag that they were using for their conferences is really remarkable. And I don't understand how that happened, because even in a small government, you can't spend more than you should, because it just doesn't work that way. And I don't understand how they're getting away with this. That's just not cool. Now, they're telling me that some of the political appointees of the cabinet, the Secretary of Health and Human Services Department, are using the secret government email accounts they say are necessary to prevent their inboxes from being overwhelmed with unwanted messages, because they don't want to hear from the people. And it's a game. We're just being played. And you know, I look at what was going on with Time Warner and our local channels here, our local broadcast channels, and they were playing a game with us, because you need to have your local news, you need to have your local weather, you need that local information. And in needing it, they were using it as a leverage to charge more to the local TV stations, so that they, and then saying that when we raise our rates, we're raising them because, Time Warner's the local TV stations want to charge us more to carry it, yet they charge us more than they do the cable stations that have the smut on it. I just don't get it. It's not equally balanced. And I am a capitalist. I'm all about getting the best you can for what you can, and I think that's fine, well, and good, but not at the expense of people. And I don't think we understand that people use us as pawns. They use poor people as pawns. They use them. When the census comes around and how they're going to fund at large your community, they use your numbers and the poverty rate, and they use this for funding and for growth. But yet most of the money goes to the administrative part of it than to the actual nuts and bolts of the program. And this goes on all the time. All the time. You know, and the people who, I mean, even when you look at the Red Cross and the administrative fees and how much they pay people, I think everyone should get a fair wage and people ought to be compensated for it. I'm not destroying my capitalistic views of being able to succeed. But what I am saying is we're not being wise in how we're allowing them to manipulate us. And that makes me go back to, you know, when I talk about the difference between the girlfriend, the wife, and the prostitute. I was talking to somebody last night, and I was saying, they were saying, well, you know, people are waiting on getting married, and I said, yeah, she's waiting for somebody to please propose to her. So she's doing whatever she can to hopefully seal the deal. I said, and the wife is, you know, she thinks she's got something, but the prostitute gets paid up front. And it's like, that's how people are being manipulated in our society, and it's not good. I don't think we understand how good it is not. And we are becoming the America that we never thought we would see. And I don't think, if you don't travel a lot, I have some friends who do extensive travel in and out of different countries. And as bad as America is, as you know, America is like a dysfunctional family. You know, it has its problems. It has its ups and downs. It's crazy everywhere. But at the end of the day, it's really my family. And that's just who they are. And I love them, and I'm glad they're mine, because I go and see another person's family, and it's like, I don't want to be in your family crazy. And so you're given what you're given, and you can always make where you are better. And so when I say that, I want people to understand that life is good. Life is great. And America, you know, as bad as it can be, it is a functional family that's really, really great. And everyone belongs to it if you embrace the belonging to it and not think that you're an outsider. If you think that you're an outsider in this system, then you will never gather the resources of belonging to it. I use the analogy of a refrigerator. Most people, when they leave home from their parents' home, they still have total accessibility to the house. So you still never give your key back when you move out. It's not like, you know, when you move out and you move out of your apartment, you return the keys. When you move out of mom's house, you keep mom's key. If you have a garage door opener in your car, most times you keep that garage door opener. And you come back as you choose freely. You may let her know so she won't be startled. Mom and dad, listen, I'm coming to visit. But, you know, you have total access. So when you go in the house, you don't stop and say, well, listen, can I go in the refrigerator? When you go visit a friend, you ask them, listen, can I get in your refrigerator? Can I, you know, where's your bathroom? May I use your bathroom? When you go back home, you go back home and you open up doors, you go in the cupboards, you almost drink the last Pepsi, and you know everybody's going to be upset when you drink the last Pepsi in the refrigerator, and you know that it's your mom's favorite cola. You know, and you do this. America is the same way, and what's happening is people feel as though they're outsiders. And because they feel that they're outsiders, they don't actually walk into to America and get all that is there. And they don't reap the benefits of what's there because they don't realize that they have access to it and they don't have to ask anyone for it. And until America realizes that you are not an outsider, but you are actually a part of the family, you are an insider, and you're a part of the Constitution, and you are free enough to walk in any of the refrigerators and all the opportunities of America and take advantage of it. And you don't have to allow your politicians and your people who are supposed to be public servants to take advantage of you, because that's what they're doing. They're taking advantage of you because you don't realize you have the keys and you have total accessibility to everything that is there. And since you don't realize that you belong to this home, you're always asking permission to get something and to do something, and you don't have to ask anymore. All you have to do is seize the moment and take it for yourself and teach that to your children and then covet the system that you have and tell them to get involved and make it to where they are able to access the system. Don't make it to where the system rapes you of all of your resources so that you can never pass anything along to your children. And they're always making you start over and over and over again. And learn how to work inside the guidelines. And if you don't like the guidelines, get to the point where you can change it. Because the system is really flawed. But it's flawed because we have sat on the sidelines and allowed it to become flawed. And we need to pay attention to that. So listen, I'm going to take my first break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It is an open mic, and I look forward to seeing you on the other side of our break. Give me a call. You guys know I am not one to talk to myself too much longer because I run out of stuff to say, and if I talk too much longer, I'll get preachy. So, again, the number again is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
On your computer, then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambastech.com. Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists.
We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795.
I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News. A Youngstown man was sentenced to between 24 and 30 months in federal prison yesterday for defrauding the government of more than $400,000. 51-year-old Rolando Sepulveda is a former cocaine dealer who used his Ambulette company to defraud the government. Officials with Niles Schools have some difficult decisions to make. The district has some new buildings, but last month voters defeated two operating levies. They do expect an additional 6% in state funding for the fiscal year 2014. If that funding bill fails, some cutbacks could follow. They're also hoping for a grant from the National Football League to help pay for field turf for the football stadium. And the jury has sided with a teacher who sued a Catholic archdiocese in Ohio, saying it violated anti-discrimination laws by firing her after she became pregnant via artificial insemination. The federal jury awarded Krista Dias more than $170,000. You're up to date. I'm Mark Lavoie, WSOM News.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. The full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
Chances are your air conditioner isn't going to quit working between 8 and 5 on a weekday. Ainsley Heating and Cooling thinks you shouldn't pay more when your air conditioner breaks after 5 p.m., day or night, even weekends. The Ainsley Group doesn't charge unnecessary fees. Maybe that's why they're welcome in more homes in northeastern Ohio and western Pennsylvania than any other contractor. Call Ainsley Heating and Cooling, 330-637-1911 or ainsleyhtg.com.
Oh, yeah, you love coffee. Everybody does. But not everybody treats their coffee the way it deserves to be treated. I mean, some people pour themselves a hot, steamy cup and then put just anything in there. Skim milk? 1%? No. If you really love your coffee, you'd stir in rich, creamy coffee mate. Coffee's perfect mate, baby, is what it's been yearning for all morning long.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at tracyandfriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSLM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. It's 26 minutes after the hour of 12 noon, and I hope you're having a good day today. In studio with me is Jeff, and I've been ranting and raving about my issues because you guys know I have them. But I just think we're not living to the up to the standards that we could, and it's kind of sad because the America that I've grown to love and the America that I've grown to embrace is not the America that we are, we're getting. And it's not going to be there for our future. And prosperity, you know, which is a part of the Bill of Rights, you're supposed to be prepared for the prosperity of the future. And leaving them in debt, leaving them with a system that is so flawed that they will not be able to live the American dream in any way, shape, or form. And reshaping the thought of America is really, really sad. because, I mean, I never thought I'd see the day that the military would have to have a hearing on sexual assault and stuff. And that comes from lack of standard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you allow this stuff to come in and you wonder why it's there, but it's there because you put it there and you allowed it. You know, we have elevated this system to where you want to be able to control chaos, and chaos is never controlled. I mean, we need to go back and hang out with Maxwell Smart. I'm serious. I mean, if you look at Maxwell Smart, that one was control and one was chaos.
Da-da-da.
And if you look at, what was the name of that show?
Maxwell Smart?
No, it wasn't.
Get Smart.
Get Smart. There you go. It wasn't Maxwell Smart. Sorry. It wasn't smart enough to get Maxwell Smart.
Well, Maxwell was his name, but Maxwell Smart.
Get Smart. And it was a weird show.
99.
It was a weird show.
I loved that show.
But it was weird, was it not?
Oh, well, depends, yeah, of course.
You got to realize he never did anything on purpose, and it always worked out.
Always came down.
I mean, he never had a plan.
Mm-hmm.
Yet the other, but they were always fighting against chaos. And
yeah.
He was a part of control. So how are you a part of control always winning when you're actually chaotic and you have no plan?
Well.
I mean, I'm just saying.
With you.
I mean, do you see how that works?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is very. Very.
I mean, I'm just saying. Is it,
I have a real computer today.
Military leaders say sexual assault is like a cancer. I don't understand. That's what you get for putting men and women on a ship. For 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
Tour can be up to 6 months? Or how long can a tour be, do you know?
Tour can be as long as they want you to deploy.
So can you tell me, please? I mean, I'm quite sure the men have said some crass things in the past, but you can't put horny toads on a ship with free and willing toads. That's not a good mix. And they tell, I mean, if seriously, If you look at, I mean, they don't even want porn. They don't even want the girls to be on tour buses at one time.
No,
I'm serious. When you had, even if it was your wife or your girlfriend.
No, and you shouldn't be. I mean, it's not the place. I mean, here's the thing. The military service, when I was in there, they were first really, really getting a lot of women in. A lot of women. You're talking about late 70s, early 80s. So now, we had these dorms, and the dorms, they were trying to see how can we make these things co-ed dorms. So the only way they could do it co-ed was, when I was in one station, we had two rooms, and in between the two rooms, you had a shower. Okay, shower, bath, you know, bath facilities and toilet. But in the next base I was at, you only had gang showers. So that means you have a major shower for the whole floor with bathroom and all of that in it. And you had to go to the bathroom. So what it had to be was your floor was, one floor was the men's floor and the next floor was the women's floor.
Okay.
Well, really, they don't have enough women to do that with, so they're wasting money. So they ended up, after a while, just giving people rats to live off base, which I love. I mean, I went straight off base, got an apartment. And I was loving that. I mean, I had good living in the Air Force, I'm going to tell you. If you want your kids, if your kids want to go to service, don't let them go to no place but the Air Force.
But now this is my question, Jeff. I mean, but think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Women on the front line.
Right.
In the foxholes.
Right. No good.
Hanging. I mean, because I just don't understand. Men and women are different. Even we don't want to acknowledge that.
I think that physically we understand that, especially when you're in such a situation like the military.
So why are they, and they're saying that they're 20 years behind, but we've not taught any self-restraint anywhere. The slogan for America is "the feels good, do it."
Mm-hmm.
That's the new mantra for America.
Mm-hmm.
We tell our young people that, you know, they don't belong to their parents, so don't raise them, don't train them in any determined manner. Don't talk to them about, let them be able to explore their own.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we teach them, right?
Oh, yeah. You don't want to hold them back. I don't want to hinder my child.
So if you don't learn restraint somewhere, how are you going to learn restraint anywhere? And how are you going to restrain yourself?
One of two ways. The world is going to restrain you one way or another. And either you'll be in prison or you'll be, you know, just getting beat up by other people till you learn how to deal and control yourself. So that's how it works. And they count on certain people. See, they knew when they made the laws on certain laws that they made that it was going to hurt disproportionately a certain segment of society. Poor blacks and poor whites. The people that Margaret Sanger wanted to kill and get rid of. But, of course, they're not going to. Oh, no, she didn't. Well, she was just a lady who was interested in population control. Well, tell her get saved and find out that God said there ain't no such thing as population control.
But even with that, even when you look at this, just the whole, I mean, you have the don't ask, don't tell.
Mm-hmm.
What do they expect to happen when you collide all this together and take all controls and all self-control out of your an organized effort? Because it's a wonder they haven't gotten into, you know, you can't break people at boot camp.
Oh, that's coming. That's coming. You're gonna raise such a thing of I can't say it a certain way. I can't say the word, but you know, different word for a cat. You're gonna raise such a thing of male. Yeah, wussies.
A wussie.
Okay. Yeah, wussies. Okay. That. They're not going to be able to handle anything like war or killing or anything like that. Psyches are so feminized and so.
I was talking about this on my way in, and yesterday I said they're emasculating men.
Oh, they have emasculated
and
men.
And so, do you not realize that when we take a woman's role inside of a hierarchy of a home and put her and usurp authority over the man completely, where he is impotent in his own house, that she is going to raise her boys to be that way? Because we talk about the Willie Lynch syndrome and with African Americans, and they say it's a legend, but if it's not, it may be a legend, but it's a fulfilled prophecy.
Right. Right.
So if that be the case, if you make all your men wusses.
Mm-hmm.
And you make all your women something else.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, because the reason why, and yesterday when I said that they,
jocks.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Yeah.
Yesterday I heard a preacher say, and I won't forget, I will never forget what he said. He said that a man was formed, like with heat and pressure. And now we have formed women to become men because we have made them with heat and pressure that they weren't supposed to have. They've always been strong. But when you add the heat and the pressure and the ego that goes with it and the hurt that goes with it, that we've made them into this being that they men are no longer all we want is a seed from you, and actually if we figure out how to do it outside of you, we won't need that either.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. I hear you. A woman, especially. Woman is made. This is why they don't want you to read the Bible, because you just might get something out of it and understand what they're doing and then stop them from doing it because that's what they're doing. The woman was made out of the man, and she was made alongside him as his help meet. Now, help meet what is the thing? So what is she supposed to help to meet?
Well, without getting too...
I'm just saying, think about that.
Let me just realize, in the hierarchy of things, a man is given a vision and she's supposed to help meet the vision for the kingdom without getting too engrossed into biblical doctrine.
Yeah.
But because the kingdom, because you have dominion, and you've been given dominion over a certain area.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's actually supposed to be taking on the vision to help meet the vision for the longevity of a family.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all about. Because everything is supposed to be really about family.
It's supposed to be about family.
It's supposed to be about family. We are eroding the structure of family, and we're taking the hierarchy out of order so that people no longer are They no longer have their roles. Anytime you have women who walk like they've been walking behind a mule, never been on a farm, and don't want you to call them pretty, and if you do, it's called sexual harassment.
Yeah.
Our society at large, women are supposed to be ladies. We're mm-hmm. not supposed to be bull daggers.
Right, right, right.
And we've made women, we have metrosexuals now.
Yep, yep, yep. You're doing it. You're doing a real good job of it.
We have metrosexuals now, and they don't, they can't go and pick up an axe to go chop a blade of grass because it might hurt their nails. And so a woman says, get out the way, I'll do it myself. So how do you think you're going to stay together if you don't have a family?
Right. Well, here's the thing. It all fits into the whole thought of whether, you know, who we are. I don't care what you say. I don't care if you believe that there's God or spirit that's way up high. I don't care whether you think that we were created by another race of people that were more advanced than us. I don't care whether you think, however you think of it, you have to look at one thing. This thing is pretty doggone well perfectly balanced to bring you about a consciousness and a life to where you can do things, you can operate, you can figure out problems and solve them. I don't see animals trying to put out forest fires, doggone it.
Yeah, they are. Didn't you see the bear the other day?
The bear be getting out the way. Okay.
Didn't you see the bear the other day?
No, I didn't see the bear the other day.
You ain't never met Yogi Bear?
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Well,
Yogi Bear?
Yogi Bear and my man, Smokey Bear.
That's what I'm saying.
My friends, or you can prevent forest fires.
That's what I'm saying.
That's my cat.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but those are cartoon bears.
Oh, no.
Yeah. No. Jellystone Park is not for real. It's Yellowstone.
No.
It's Yellowstone, and those bears will come get you. They don't just want to steal your picnic basket.
Oh. Now wait a minute. We're watching something on television. We don't have anything on here, but I just saw where they're talking about an RFID chip may lower your blood pressure.
Radio wave. They're doing everything to get you to take this chip.
I just want you to know. They practice it on us. They started on the doggies and the kitty cat. They practice the practicing. The number is 347-945-5229. It is open mic. They're practicing on us, and it's not in a good way. I don't think we understand that. It is not in a good way. Listen, I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. It is open mic, and I'll be right back.
Your favorite station now plays around the world. Listen wherever you go with iHeartRadio. That's the free app that plays this station, plus over 1,500 stations with the latest music, news, sports, and more. If you're going there, don't miss what's happening here. You can listen on your iPhone, iPad, Android, Windows Phone, and lots more. Exactly what you want to hear is right at your fingertips with iHeartRadio. Download the free app at iHeartRadio.com.
Fit Family. Unique, individualized, and promoting a healthy, active lifestyle. Fit Family on Route 46 in Austin Town designs a personal exercise program just for you, with your own personal trainer. Each client at Fit Family in Austin Town receives their own certified personal trainer with their membership. And at Fit Family, we listen to you and design a fitness program to the type of fitness you're looking for, with all the equipment you need for strength training, cardio, Pilates, and more. We also offer classes in Zumba, yoga,
kickboxing, step, 5K training, line dancing, silver sneaker, and real rider cycling. Fit Family is open Monday through Saturday with hours that fit your schedule. Find out more about Fit Family in Austintown. Call 330-793-4466. That's 330-793-4466. Visit us on the web at fitfamily1.com. That's fitfamily1.com.
Your car will look brand new after a professional cleaning at Kingley Hand Wash and Wax. All work is done by hand, which protects the paint, leaves no water spots. You won't believe how good it looks. Walk-ins are always welcome, or book an appointment for a full detailing. Thursday is Ladies' Day. Get an additional service free with any regular wash. Kingley offers pickup and drop-off service. They'll take you to work, an appointment, and pick you up when your car is ready. If it's not Kingley, it's not clean. Kingley Hand Wash and Wax, 309 West Midlothian Boulevard.
This time, it's personal. The local talk show that keeps you thinking about local, regional, national, and global issues. Let's get back to Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Hey, I'm back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. Listen, y'all, listen. You know, Jean Stapleton died earlier this week. I think she died on Saturday or Sunday. Absolutely. And, Gene, you know, Archie Bunker, all of the family, George Jefferson, you know, they made some, you know, Norman Lear, I think his name was. Was his name Norman Lear? I think so.
Uh-huh.
He made some great television for his day.
Uh-huh.
And it changed the culture. I mean, you had Meathead and you had, they said words on there.
And he was.
And if you say stuff out loud, you know, they said it completely out loud and it worked very well for them. And as a matter of fact, they didn't censor what they said, and nobody complained about him. You know, it was just good TV.
Mm-hmm.
It made you think about the world in which you live. You know, you had this bigot who was really nuts. You had George, and George was prejudiced all around. He didn't like no white people at all, based upon his history, and he said it out loud.
Mm-hmm.
You had interracial couples in here. I mean, there was a lot going on with this. And I'm reading an ad right now, and it says Swiffer ad uses Rosie the Riveter to encourage women to clean.
To clean what?
Clean the kitchen. Because Swiffer, you know, Swiffer it makes your life easier, whatever.
Okay.
And people are upset because they believe that it is a sexist ad because they use Rosie the Riveter. So do we have to have all of the commercial people to be cats and dogs so that you won't be insulted about who goes down and who's cleaning what? I don't see too many men unless they're real big wusses.
Yep.
Advertising to clean the kitchen. Come on now. I'm serious, Jeffrey.
I know, but I'm feeling sorry. I'm feeling sorry. First of all, our local number is 330-781-9600. We want to hear from you locally as well as along our internet, far and reaching 1-347-945-5229. And tell me why, when still there's only 40% of the women that are shown to be the house. The head of the household, that it's sexist to market to those women. Because in suburban America, believe you me, a lot of these women still want to be at home.
I just don't understand.
And I don't blame them. I don't blame them.
Listen, I mean, these are the ads that they say that are sexist. And this just ties, I didn't realize I was going to go here today. But it says, one of the ads, and they're called sexist vintage ads.
Mm.
So the harder the wife works, the cuter she looks. I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
She's it's just amazing.
And
local call, your mic is on.
What y'all mean Yogi Bear ain't real?
That's what I'm trying to tell Jeffrey. Thank you so very much.
That's my cat. She really ain't real.
Hey, boo-boo. Let's go steal us a picnic basket.
Hey, you know what I really called you, though?
What's that?
The brother that got 20 years for selling heroin.
Yeah, they made an example out of him. Because the girl died.
But the guy that gave it to her got 6.
Huh?
Yeah. The dude that shot her up got 6 years. The dude that sold it to him got 20. The brother got 20.
So why the brother? So he. So where's the guy who where's the guy who sold it to the guy that sold it to him that gave it to her?
That's what I'm screaming. It's like the guy that gave it to her would have got the most.
That's
or at least make it you. Everybody get 20 something.
That's
crazy.
Serious.
That's right here in Youngstown.
Well, that's across the board. That ain't nothing new. They made an example out of him, and because he bought it, but he didn't. The guy who sold it got more time, but the guy who gave it to her didn't.
Right.
I did not realize that's how that worked. I saw that, and I mean, I saw them make an example out of him, and I had issues with that. I really did.
I can't believe every black preacher in this town ain't downtown hollering.
No, they ain't. You know what?
Have you ever heard them holler?
You got to start sometimes, right?
They ain't going to holler about that.
When? When do you start?
I don't know.
Okay.
That's crazy.
No, it ain't. That's real. That ain't
crazy. You know, the other one get me and I'll let y'all go.
What's that?
For every action is a reaction, right?
Absolutely.
When I was in the service, I was at a part of putting two guys out in the military administratively. One guy couldn't make the weight. He was one of the best soldiers I had. He was just a big dude, you know, big boned.
Yeah.
But he couldn't meet the height and weight standard to put him out. I begged Colonel Knight to do it. One of my other privates came up positive on a urinalysis. I said, don't take his rank. Don't put him out. He can get soldiers. No. We reduce him to put him out. Now I'm reading a paper yesterday about all these alleged rapes.
Yeah.
You change the culture of the military. If me and you was on a missile silo in North Dakota, me and you, you spend more time with me than you do with your husband.
You know.
If I raped you, I would be less. There's no way I could say I was a soldier.
That's correct.
You raped a fellow soldier?
That's correct.
But I do believe you change the mindset. Now you're letting all these fools in. You can't cuss at a troop no more to tell them to do some push-ups doing basic training.
Yeah, I told Tracy, we were talking about that the last segment. They're making a bunch of wussies out of them.
I mean, Stick says it all the time. You know, they're suspending kids for bringing in toy guns, you know, smaller than a quarter.
When I went through basic training, I had to look at my name tag because I thought my name was ML. You can't do that.
Well, I thought ours was Wussy with a different letter at the beginning of that. Man, those guys would be in. Wait. Those guys would be in your face, and they come in your place in the middle of the night, hollering, turning stuff over. Saying you didn't do this right, you didn't do that right. Oh, man, that's too much.
So tell me.
You can't
why.
Do that now.
No. What are we doing? Is this not crazy?
They got, they have
what did you say, South Carolina?
They have what you call a stress card.
What is
if,
a stress
if
card?
A recruit feels like they've been stressed out too much, they can hold the card up and they can get some relief from the drill instructor.
Are you serious?
Serious as a heart.
I read that too.
Y'all funny.
My drill instructor would give me some stress with the bottom of his boot.
That's what I'm talking about.
You talking about Marine Corps boot? You talking about Marine Corps boot camp in the middle of the swamp on Parris Island, South Carolina? They march you out in the swamp. They never find your butt.
That is so. I mean. So when do we say foul and enough is enough?
What do you mean?
We've been saying it.
You ain't allowed to say it no more. Now our ass comes after you.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know you can't do it, but I think you got to get a whole new group of politicians in Washington.
You know I can't do it because I throw every last one of them out.
Right, because this thing got out of hand. Every day I hear a crazy story.
You got spend a time out. Don't hurt. So you got these people going, don't hurt me. You've hurt my feelings. I can't take it anymore.
That's what I'm talking
Please
about.
Please don't hurt me.
And the women don't want to be in combat.
And we're going out there saying anything we possibly can and doing it well.
You know, the first time somebody that was of that couldn't figure out what they were, and they got out there in the middle of in the battlefield and started screaming. That's when I'd be going to court. I'd be going to Fort Leavenworth.
Yeah.
So I'd be pulling that trigger just like they did on the second lieutenant. They had no idea what they were doing in Vietnam.
I just don't. When do we start? I mean, do we realize what we're doing? Your military's not supposed to be soft.
Exactly.
Because if you actually are a prisoner of war, if you get captured, I don't think they give timeout cards, do they?
This is what progressives do.
Timeout card of what? No. Name, rank, social security number, serial number. That's it. That's all you're supposed to give out.
Well, see, the timeout the Taliban gives you when you're out there on that field against a pocket of them somewhere.
I can't really comment on that because all they had to do was show me a pair of pliers or a knife. I'm going to tell everything I know. I ain't in on that comment.
So my mama's name is.
Hey, listen, I got to take another local call, Doc. Hello? Hey, local call, your mic is on.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Good, how are you?
Great. You know, back when I was at Paris Island, we didn't have any stress cards.
You didn't get to put your hand up and say timeout?
No, we didn't. I'll tell you, sometimes when the sand fleas were nipping at you, you wish you could. The problem is, the reason is they don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
So if you get picked up, or if you get, you know, prisoner of war or something on that, do they really care about your feelings too? Because that's what I was taught. That's why they did it that way, so that you would be mentally strong.
Yeah.
The key would be that our enemies don't, most of the time, don't have the same set of rules that we do.
Nope.
Tracy, here's the thing that I thought now that I believe, especially in the Marine Corps.
Came back, I never met the guy way before my time, but he came back from World War II as a POW in Germany. And when they finally rescued him, I think the story is he was down about 70 pounds because they just didn't feed you. If you're a POW back in World War II, they didn't care about you. It was a leveraging tool.
Well, Tracy, one of the things that I know about it is, you know, they treat you like dirt, okay? And they break you down so that when you do get in wartime, I mean, you have the sleep deprivation, you know, you have the long marches, you know, you have the you don't have to get the food and everything. But they do that to simulate war and what war is really like, you know. But now, if you've got a stress card and you're feeling stressed out, hell, you ain't checking out of no war.
Yes, you are.
That's great. No, you're not. If you
yes,
check
you
out,
are.
You're dead.
You're not going to check out. You got to say, listen, time out. I know this is a waterboard thing, but listen, I don't like water, so please don't do that to me, okay? And they'll say, okay.
Yeah.
That's what they do. Isn't that how they work?
That sounds like a woman to me.
Ooh. You know, South Carolina, that's why we got women's problems now. That was not feminine. That was not sensitive.
No, it wasn't. But it's true.
Don't hit him like that.
But he hit me.
Don't hit him like that. Instead of the Geneva Convention, that's the Bonita Convention.
You guys.
I'm serious. I'm sick of this mess. Straighten your doggone wrist out.
The other Marine on the line will tell you that when you've got a WM, which is a woman Marine, that's a part of your unit, and you got to go to the field. It is a logistical nightmare to try and get the WM taking care of. So if all you guys are
correct, I can't even imagine trying to figure that out. Not to mention all the pregnancies that you're going to get.
They already got it. Folks, that's what I'm saying. How do you put women into a ship and think they're not going to play around with them? That's like taking an alcoholic to a bar.
It's human nature.
They know about men's nature and their sexual drive, but they're like, well, women don't have the same sexual drive, don't have the same needs or whatever. So we women are good. The hell with that.
Well, it's not so much that we're good. What it is women are different than men. Our sex drive is different. The problem is when you have women inside of a close quarters with men and you've not taught them restraint, you've got a problem. And women are flirty, whether we act like it ain't none of our fault ever. But we need to we get a little riled up every now and then, and we become flirty and then want to say no.
That don't work on a ship.
That's what I'm saying. We do some dumb stuff and then want to act like, oh, it wasn't me.
Well, you know,
I said no, and women, and we want to walk around with all of our clothes off. And we want to rub up against men and then say, well, I didn't do anything to arouse him at all.
That's what's going on.
In
you
a
got
ship.
That one right.
And,
now,
and
I'm not
we'll
justifying.
Do it, and, don't get me wrong. And we'll do it every day for 6 or 7 months and play. And men are just dumb. Y'all act like she'll come around one day, not realizing she's playing all the time.
Well, the thing is the men have no business. You know,
I'll just break.
Go ahead. I'll talk to you later.
No, go ahead. Men
have no business going there. They just don't.
Going where? We all.
In other words,
you put a drink in front of an alcoholic every day for 6 months.
Yeah, but
and I'm in there for 12.
But that doesn't mean the men. All men are out of control. Now, men got self control.
We're not talking about self control. We're talking about the psyche that girls play, that women play, and we do.
Like I said. It don't matter to me. I'm not ever going to take something from somebody.
I didn't say take
like
it.
That.
I didn't say take it. Well, I said, because you got to realize you can get to any point of a situation and say no, and then you took it. Now, Delphine will tell you that we've had some crazy stuff right there.
Mm-hmm.
You can get to any point of a situation, say no, and then all of a sudden it becomes assault.
Mm-hmm.
So you do that on a. What would you say, South Carolina? Let me take my break. I'll be right back. It's open mic. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side.
C News, I'm Daria Aldinger. A House panel is hearing from Tea Party groups who say they were unfairly targeted by the IRS.
The Internal Revenue Service cashed the check for their application fee in 7 days. But Becky Gerritsen told House members her Tea Party group waited 635 days. For its tax-exempt status to be approved.
This was not an accident. This is a willful act of intimidation to discourage a point of view.
Tea Party and Patriot groups testified they were targeted for their beliefs in violation of the law, asked to provide information on their donors and politics. Vic Ratner, ABC News, at the Capitol.
There's an historic showdown at a Senate hearing today. It's over sexual assault in the military. All 6 members of the U.S. Joint Chiefs of Staff Commission are there, and they agree it is a problem, but it's one that Army Chief of Staff General Ray Odierno says is best handled in-house.
It will undermine the readiness of the force. It will inhibit our commander's ability to shape the climate and discipline of our units. And most importantly, it will hamper the timely delivery of justice to the very people we wish to help, the victims and survivors of these horrific crimes.
He's reacting to a proposal by a group of women senators who say the way they're handling it now doesn't work.
Not every single commander necessarily wants women in the force. Not every single commander believes what a sexual assault is. Not every single commander can distinguish between a slap on the ass and a rape.
That's New York Democrat Kirsten Gillibrand, who is among the members of the Senate Armed Services Committee who want to turn cases over to experienced military prosecutors. Colorado judge has accepted James Holmes' latest plea of not guilty by reasons of insanity. Holmes is charged in last year's deadly movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado. The National Weather Service now says the deadly tornado that plowed through El Reno, Oklahoma last week was an EF5. This is ABC News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
One of the nation's biggest banks is being sued today over its foreclosure practices. ABC's Aaron Katursky has the story.
Rebecca Carm lost her job and suffered medical problems in 2010 when HSBC sued her to foreclose on her home. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman says the bank waited a year and a half to then notify the court, which the law here requires to give homeowners a chance to negotiate an alternative to foreclosure. The Attorney General found hundreds of foreclosure cases where HSBC failed to file the proper paperwork with the court, allowing fees to accrue and adding thousands of dollars to what the homeowner owes. HSBC declined to comment. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Health experts say the newest weapon against malaria could be stinky feet. Researchers found that mosquitoes infected with the tropical disease were more attracted to human odors from a dirty sock than mosquitoes that didn't carry malaria. Researchers say the finding could create new traps that target only malaria-carrying mosquitoes. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Did you know diabetes can steal your vision? In fact, diabetes is the leading...
Is your car's air conditioning not blowing cold enough air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with do-it-yourself AC Pro. It's fast, easy, and you don't need any special tools or skills. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios. Where do you find the best-selling brand in Northeast Ohio? At your local Ford dealer. The totally redesigned Fusion. Now just sign and drive away in a new Fusion with no cash due at signing. Visit drive1ohio.com.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
You've heard it all before. Gold and silver prices are at record levels, and you've heard all the promises from the out-of-town companies saying they'll pay the highest prices. But can you really be sure?
Everybody says the same thing. It's spinning in everyone's head, but where do you go? You go to First Choice Coin in Boardman, paying highest prices guaranteed.
Meet Tom, owner of First Choice Coin and Jewelry in Boardman. And he'll make sure you get the highest price for your unwanted gold or silver.
We pay the highest prices guaranteed. Check around, get your prices, and we guarantee we'll be the highest prices paid for your gold and silver.
And what makes First Choice different?
We're locally owned. We have many return customers. We have a lot of people that check prices, and they end up at our store. And we also offer jewelry repair, jewelry appraisals. We have a GIA graduate gemologist on staff.
First Choice Coin and Jewelry, 7807 Market Street in Boardman, next to Boardman Nissan. Call 330-629-9990. See store for gold guarantee details.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for afternoons with Tracy and friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on News Talk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
dreams of you are so fine, so fine.
Oh, baby.
Since I woke up, so is my state of mind. Ooh, since we've been apart, baby, God has healed my heart. Used to go around looking for love. Now love is looking for me, and sweet music keeps me happy. Not so long ago, darling, I was feeling sad. Ooh, who'd ever kiss my lips? I would still feel bad. Oh, baby. There were times I wondered if I was insane. Oh, baby. I simply let my teardrops fall like rain.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I want to thank my DJ for hooking me up in the chat room with. I've never heard this rendition of Marvin Gaye.
And I was
not a Marvin Gaye fan. I didn't like him.
Oh my
I didn't
God.
Like him until he died. I had issues with him.
My God, what kind of issues could you have with that?
I thought he was cocky, and I didn't like him. I mean, personally, I didn't like him. So
he was cocky for a good reason.
No, I had a problem with it, and you have to realize he died when I was 19. I was 18 when he died, I believe, but I had major problems with Marvin Gaye.
Okay.
So I did. I thought he was cocky, and after he died, I really never had an appreciation for his music until he died. And his story, and the more I learned about him, the more I said, "Wow, what a talent! What a gift!" But you know, his personality when I saw him, he was cocky.
Well, I mean, sure.
No,
sure he
cocky
was.
Cocky is not always good.
Well, you like the coach from Pittsburgh, so what the heck? What's the difference? None.
What do you mean the coach? But the Steelers?
Yes.
They're not cocky.
He is still cocky.
He is not.
Oh, please.
He is. What is the difference between? No, he is not cocky.
He is very cocky.
He is not. He's good at what he does.
He is good at what he does. So was Marvin.
No, he was cocky.
No.
That's why his daddy shot him.
No, his daddy shot him because his daddy was jealous.
No, his daddy wasn't jealous.
Yes, he was.
No, he wasn't. That's not why he shot him. He shot him because he swole up. He's going to swole up at the daddy.
That's because he's dogging the mama, and he told him to shut up. Leave his mama alone.
Too bad you don't get shot. No.
His daddy was jealous of him.
No.
Because his daddy wanted to be a great singer, if you remember.
Yes.
And he was not. Marvin was one of the world's greatest. And so now he gets all in this situation, and he should not have confronted his father because that's his father's business. But his father living in his house, and he was mad and jealous that he could provide this living for them that he could not provide for his own kids.
And he was cocky, and he swole up, and he got shot. And I don't like cocky.
They ain't had nothing to do with that.
Pass off Carolina. You agree with me or Jeff?
I know where you're going.
I got to agree with Jeff on that one.
Thank you, sir.
He's still cocky.
No doubt about it, but so is the Pittsburgh Steelers coach.
He is not.
Oh, my God.
He's just confident.
Why isn't Marvin just confident?
He was cocky.
He had strings of hit records.
I don't care.
He should have been quite confident, but he was not confident.
He was cocky.
No, he wasn't.
He was. Marvin Gaye was a cocky guy.
Marvin wasn't cocky. Marvin was crazy. Marvin did crazy stuff.
Speaking of crazy,
mm-hmm.
I over the last week, weekend before last, I studied up on Donnie Hathorn.
Hathaway. Mm-hmm.
Now, wow, what a talent! What a crazy.
Yeah, he was bipolar.
Wow, what a crazy.
Bipolar.
What a talent. Wow. Hey, local
call.
That
was fantastic.
Local call, where are you calling from?
I'm in Youngstown.
Well, we're welcome to Tracy and Friends.
Well, I was just going to add something to the women in combat thing.
Please do.
I've never been in combat, and I don't even want to imagine because it would be disrespectful to those who have been. But how could a man actually try to, you know, you're getting shot at, you're trying to kill the enemy, and now you got to worry about if Susie's okay or not. Because I think that'd be the natural, my natural reaction.
They don't want you to think about Susie as different than that's my problem with it. They want you to think Susie is a man.
But naturally and morally, how could you not?
Because we've now taught men don't care for women.
That doesn't work so good, though.
What you're saying with their teaching.
Does that have more to do with our morally bankrupt society?
Correct. Remember, we teach women don't want any special. You can't tell a woman that she smells good without it being considered sexual harassment. So this is how a man does it. You mind if I say something and you won't be offended? Sure.
Sure.
You certainly smell nice. That's crazy. But you got to ask permission to give a compliment.
It's ridiculous. Just let men be men and women be women, and they don't need to be in combat.
But I don't think they do. I think women have no business being out there. There's too many issues that we have that we don't want to acknowledge that we are. We're nuts.
I heard earlier you were talking about women being at home, and you know why you never, ever, ever give your girlfriend or wife a watch as a gift, right?
A watch?
Yeah.
No.
Because there's one on the stove.
Ooh. Ooh.
I'm just teasing. I just wanted to.
Ooh,
that
that's
out
pretty.
There.
That's now. See, that's what I'm saying. That's rude. But you know, but my problem is, I look at Archie Bunker. I look at, you know, she would say something like that, and Edith would run around, and we would look at that, and we would laugh, and we would see ourselves in it sometimes, and it would be okay.
Oh, yeah, you could say that now. Anything that he said now.
Oh my goodness, there was no way. Get me a beer. Oh my goodness, they'd be off television. They'd never make it. Hey, Edith, that's so sad.
Unbelievable.
And the question is, how do you now raise women or young ladies now to grow up to be women and young boys to be men today and actually put them into a situation where they're not in a partnership? Because marriage is not a partnership. That's not what family is. Not in that sense of the word.
I'm pretty fortunate that I'm able to keep, you know, my wife's able to be home raising the kids.
You chauvinist guy.
I'm very blessed that.
Hear, hear.
You are so chauvinist.
We can do it. No, I mean, and I wouldn't, and we both have talked about it, and we see other families in different situations and what, and, you know, my kids are little, so it's that real important age right now that, you know, they understand that. I mean, mom and dad are home, and, you know, it's how it's supposed to be.
No, that's, you're very chauvinistic. You should have your woman out there making a living. Having her be at home, you're not even allowing her to explore her self-worth. That's what they tell her.
I guess I'm old school.
It's a good thing.
Not old. You're real school and you're natural school because guess what? That first so many years, those children need to have special attention. And I'm sure there's people outside, you know, either a grandma or either a real babysitter that could love those kids like their own, but they are not that child's mom or dad, and there's going to be a difference.
How do you put your values into your children through somebody else vicariously?
You can't. You got to be the one raising them, not somebody else. Not you got to do it, not the TV, not the internet, not the other kids at school.
Crazy. How old are your children?
Oldest one is going to be 8. The middle one just turned 6, and the youngest one will turn 4 next month.
Now, are you going to homeschool?
No, actually, we're in the public schools, but it has its challenges, you know.
I'm just looking at some of this, and I just think that, you know, we need to stop where we are and redefine what we're doing going forward. Because I think the most important job in America is a mom.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
We've taken that job of mom, and we've displaced it with everything else, and then wonder why nobody wants to grow up and be a teacher and wants to be a mom.
Just flip through TV on any given night, and the amount of filth and garbage that's on there. For example, and I'll probably get in trouble for it, but there's that show called Modern Family.
That show is crazy.
There ain't nothing modern with it with me.
That show right there is not that's the new normal.
But it just disgusts me, and I don't know.
It should disgust you.
It's not politically correct, but that's what's got us in so much trouble. You don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, and... Oh, okay, yeah, just dumb everything down, and, you know, it's just, we're in sad shape. But, hey, I got to get rolling on.
Hey, listen, glad having you call in. You're welcome anytime.
It's great talking to you guys.
Nice talking to you, buddy.
Bye.
I'm just, there's just some stuff out there, and when we look at what's going on in America today and we're not paying attention to the role reversal that we have and If we don't stop this, I mean, if you think it's bad right now in the military, I don't see it getting any better just because they have a hearing on it.
Right.
We got more hearings going on right now than a little bit. We got TV filled up with hearings, congressional hearings. Explain all this. Why don't they just do something about what they're doing?
Well, here's the thing. The press and the White House are trying to spin this as if this is just the Republicans doing this. And if people realize how terrible this is, that here it is, President Obama screaming and agreeing with people about voter suppression because you ask somebody for a doggone license or ID to come vote. Okay, you can't do that. But now they use the IRS to suppress the conservative vote.
Well,
that's exactly what this is now.
Let's play the devil. South Carolina, are you there? Okay. The number 347945. Okay. Let's play role reversal here and devil's advocate here. What would happen if they had suppressed the African American organizations that were doing to get out the vote? And they had suppressed them through the IRS.
Ooh.
What would
boy.
The conversation be like today?
It would be racism, racism, racism. America's back to its old ways. They're fighting to try and keep the black man down. Everything you can imagine would be coming out of the news media today. Everything.
Oh, yeah.
That'd
have been Occupy and everything.
That would have been a crazy. The conversation would be just spiraling out of control.
It might have even been riots.
Absolutely, it would have been riots. Red in D.C. They'd have tore the iron gates off the White House. The night in law, they was doing like this. The Bush.
Local call, your mic is on.
Hello.
Hi.
I just feel like everything's finally coming apart at the seams, or you could say it a 10 different ways, like the boiling of the frog in the pot, etc. How do you feel?
I agree. I mean, even with the weather and the storm, I see the grace of God being lifted off of America, and everything that was once covered now is being exposed. That's what I see.
Yes.
Not as bad as it could be, though.
Pardon?
Not as bad as where?
Not as bad as it could be. If this is a wake-up call, people better start waking up.
And,
put the snooze button on again.
I heard a woman call in on another show. She said there was supposed to be, have you heard this yet, a million Muslim march come 9/11 here in Washington.
Yep, sure
is. Oh, man.
Thought we had that poster a few years ago.
Hold on. You mean they're calling for a million Muslim march on Washington, D.C. on 9/11?
Posted on your Facebook page.
And then she said well, where's the rest of us? Let's get our march. Let's get the Jews to go. Let's get, et cetera, et cetera.
What
that would be bad.
Tracy, what I put on there is I put on the page. I said, "Looks like it's time for a good old fashioned pig pickings on the National Mall."
No.
Another big thing I'd like to mention is when Obama got in, he said he'd relook at NAFTA. Well, you know, I switch through the channels like a lot of us and listen here, listen there, or if I can't get a show in while I'm traveling, I go to another show, and then you hear, well, now the blacks are mad at the Mexicans because the Mexicans are taking a lot of the jobs. You know, there's no jobs. It's just chaos.
Hey, listen, let me say something to you. South Carolina, hold on, because with the local line and the online line merge. Hold on, just a second. Black folks ain't mad at Mexican and Latino people for taking their jobs, because we're not trying to do them.
No, but they are getting upset with them about that.
Why are they getting upset? They're not trying to work.
Yes, they are, because this is the thing: the little jobs that black people do get in this country. A certain way are going to be not just taken up. They're going to be monsooned out of position. The Mexicans will come to this country. They will sweep the street corners for a dime.
That's what I'm saying. We're not trying to do that.
What I'm saying. Some of us are.
It's true of every person that's graduating now. Where are they going to go?
They're not.
There is no way. They're not.
They're going to come. They're going to get into these schools. They're going to learn these trades because they're more disciplined, because they have come from a place where if you're not disciplined, you die. Here, you don't have to be disciplined because you can mess up and slip and fall into a job. Okay? But down in their country, you got to walk. Right. If you don't walk right, you die.
Well, actually, in their country, you know, and I was talking to some friends of mine from Puerto Rico. You know, when you lose your job, you lost your livelihood, and there is no unemployment. There is no nothing. You go find something else to do. You sell oranges on a street corner, whatever it takes. And so when they come here and they become a nationalized citizen, and actually they begin to receive benefits, we offer everything.
Saw a guy today, couldn't speak a lick of English. A lick of English. He had one of the nicest trucks I've ever seen. And I went up to him and I said, "Man, that's a nice truck." And he said something in Spanish. And my daughter understood, but I didn't. But the thing is, I couldn't believe this. I couldn't believe it. He's come to this country. He's doing pretty good.
That's because when people come here, they don't come with an entitlement mentality. People come here wanting to achieve the dream that they've dreamed about, that they said that they can get in America. The people that are here, we are too lazy and lackadaisical, too stupid and brainwashed, mobilized to be a robot, so that we will not dream past going down the street getting a 360 Xbox and watching television.
Hey, Tracy.
Yes, Al.
You know, down in Mexico, you've got those slackers down there as well. And the hardest thing they're going to do is you know, the effort they make to come across the border. And once they get here, they're just going to take them a nice long break and not work if they don't have to. You got that 10%. Well, maybe more than that. Because when you... At the very least, the standard of living in Mexico would equal that of the poorest poor person in America. And if they come here and they can elevate themselves to the equivalent of their middle class without doing anything, come on.
Wow.
And I had one more.
I don't know.
Go ahead. Hold on, Sal. Go ahead.
Last week on CNN, turned it on, Wolf Blitzer, they were talking about bags of cash that have been going to Afghanistan and President Karzai for years from us.
That's true.
Did you catch? Yeah.
I mean, that's nothing new. The question is, when are we going to do something about it?
Right. I mean, we're broke. Obama himself said we're broke, but it's crazy. It's crazy.
So why do we, see, this is my issue. Why do we allow it?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, not everybody's on the same page. Some people are so busy trying to make a living with three jobs, they don't have time maybe to catch the news.
Exactly.
Exactly,
and that's by design. And I hear you trying to convince another place of some things of the same thing, and they just can't get it. They just believe that our government would not do us wrong. Our government is fine.
We are brainwashed. And again, like I said, and I don't know if you heard the beginning of the show. I said that what is happening here, as we have been conditioned to be robotic, to never think outside of the step in front of us and do not go outside the line.
Absolutely.
Always color inside the line. And we are going to have to reshape our thinking to begin to color outside the line so that we will not become so conditioned to where we're controlled. That's going to have to happen. We're going to have to teach our children that they can color outside the lines and it's okay.
They do, and that's what they do.
No, they don't anymore.
What?
They don't color outside the lines.
Yes, they do.
No.
When's the last time you had a kid in school?
Listen, what I'm saying is there's a time and let me rephrase it then.
Mm-hmm.
There's a time and there's a place to learn how to color outside the line.
Learn how? You're not supposed to color outside the line.
What I'm saying is, Jeff, if every day I can't question authority, and when I say question, there is a respectful way to question politicians.
Okay.
There is a way to ingest certain things. Right now in society, we believe that government is our friend and we should not question them. So you have the IRS. And so you have one group. If it had been African Americans, as we said earlier, they would have revolted a wholly totally different way than the Tea Party
mm-hmm.
that they called violent yesterday.
I understand.
They called the Tea Party a violent group of people. But I promise you, if it had been African Americans and that were suppressed and them trying to get in there, get out, the whole conversation would be completely different today.
Oh, absolutely. But once again, it's only because the right allows this to be said and done. They should be, just like Representative Kelly just went crazy, bonkers on them, because
he's got to apologize.
He ain't going to apologize for nothing. His last name is Kelly. He ain't apologizing.
He's
got to
apologize because that was.
Wait, and then this idiot, the Fort Hood shooting guy, he gets to go. Okay, he gets to defend himself. He's going to be his own defense, which I'm kind of glad. But he's working upon an insanity plea so he can live forever in hopes that his compatriots will break him out of jail. And while the idiots of this country want to put him in the middle of New York City so that can happen. See, that's the thing that gets me. That's the thing that gets me. And you know what else gets me? And this is the last thing. I'm a black man. I know that when I go into certain crowds and things, people are looking at me, there goes one of those Obama voters. And I'm upset about that.
No, but you have to understand, just by the color of my skin, I'm automatically...
Automatically considered.
Automatically believe that I'm a supporter of President Obama.
Yes, there's that brainwashing comes up, yep.
Oh, I had a big-name guy talk to me for about 20 minutes one day. Until he figured out, he said, you're not a Democrat, are you? I said, oh, no. And he said, what? He said, I can't believe it. I said, yes. I said, I've never been a Democrat. And he said, well, you must have made a lot of money in your life. And so I said, no, I didn't, really, and neither did my father. But my father, my grandfather, and his father never were Democrats because they came out of the South and they knew who created the Ku Klux Klan, the Black Codes.
But it was the issue, it was never about money.
That's what they want you to think, though. That's the whole thought.
440, your mic is on.
Yes, I think you're completely wrong about Mexicans. I mean, look at their country. It's a third world country. They're uneducated. They're poor. They're
dude, not
they
all of them like that.
Oh, excuse me, I'm talking. They've done nothing right with their country. Now they want to come here and they want to ruin this country? That's
yep.
crazy. No, they're not going to do nothing. They're not going to do anything.
No.
They're going to sweep the street corners, like you said. You know, they had the opportunity to do something for themselves in their own country, and they did nothing.
No, they didn't, Doc, because they don't have a free government
down
there.
They screwed up that one, and they'll come here and screw this one up.
Okay, let me put it
to you.
They didn't
learn a
doggone thing. Listen, they may. It's not about the nationality of the people and what they're going to screw up, but you can see where they're integrating into the fabric of America as we speak. You have more Latino people that are elected to office and who have assimilated to the American society more so than you do African American. You realize that, right?
And that's completely true.
And what I'm saying is,
if you go to every major city in this country, I'll bet you 2/3 of them are black mayors. No matter what they've done,
the
guy in Washington D.C., you can be a criminal. And if you got the right amount of black population, they're going to get voted in.
No, because Youngstown. No. No. We're here in Youngstown, and Youngstown is majority African-American. And you can see by the last election that we have, they voted for the white guy.
But that's not the rule of thumb.
Yes, it is.
Detroit, LA, it doesn't matter.
It's a major city. You've got to understand, this is all about what you're talking about. And what we're saying is, you're looking at something, and we're saying you have to be. See, it's not about race with African Americans. It's about party.
Yes.
See, Mickey, as long as you're a Democrat, and Democrats will always divide the vote if they don't want you in there, unless you can be controlled by the outside masses.
Gotta say it like this, Doc. There's an old joke that goes around that says, "Italians vote for Italians, the Jews vote for Jews." The Irish vote for Irish, but the black people vote for white Democrats.
Absolutely.
And you have to understand that because they have this thought in their mind that Johnson actually wanted civil rights and didn't do it for some other reason. They don't read the history that shows that Johnson and Kennedy both destroyed the Civil Rights Act of 1957. They don't listen to that. They don't read that. They don't consider that, or they make up an excuse to ignore it. It's just like the other day, this guy was on TV talking about, well, it was the Democrats that fought for civil rights and got us. No, it was not.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, but they believe that, okay, as a whole.
No,
my people believe that as a whole.
Let me say it this way.
You made the comment that everybody looks at black people and said, yeah, they voted for Democrat. They did. 97% of them voted
for the black man to go in. Hold on.
Your vote was irrelevant. You were in the 3%. Irrelevant.
That don't matter.
But again, when I say that, it's just not. You got to understand. You said that, you know, when we talk about the Mexican vote and the Latino vote, they are conditioned to be just like the Irish. They're going to go for the Latino vote. They think about their culture and who they are before they think about their party. And they are
because all the peripheral towns down on the southern borders, they're all Latino. Who do you think they're going to elect for a mayor? Not me.
But they don't. But the question is, when do we actually make it to where they begin to elect for the right person? We need to elect people who are going to actually do the job. We're going to have to reconvene.
Latinos will.
The number is 347-945-5229. We'll see you on the other side of my break.
Many of us feel we walk alone without a friend.
Let's talk for a moment about a great doctor. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. If you're looking for a doctor to help you with your prenatal needs or help with your decisions or questions about birth control, call 330-746-7007 and talk to Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley. And read the testimonials at aiwhealth.com.
I could not have had a better experience. Dr. Hill was always attentive to my needs and empathetic when the situation called for that type of sentiment. Dr. Hill's office environment and staff are pleasant and warm. Clearly, a good deal of care has gone into making the visiting experience a good one.
All patients receiving prenatal care get a free designer diaper bag. Dr. Hill at Associates in Women's Health of the Mahoning Valley only has one goal, ensuring your health so you could fully enjoy all of the times of your life. 1350 Fifth Avenue in Youngstown. Call 330-746-7007 and visit AIWHealth.com.
Boardman Frame House Gallery, a professional frame shop and art gallery at the Mark Shopping Center in Poland at Routes 224 and 680. We specialize in original, limited, and antique lithographs of both renowned nationally published artists and local artists. We have over 30 years of award-winning custom design and archival framing. We give your artwork a unique presentation that enhances its value for life. Let your home or office express something individual and unique with a fine art limited edition print signed by the artist and numbered. You'll find many unique and affordable fine art editions. Visit us in the Mark Shopping Center. Find the Greenwich Workshop Catalog. And for any print or canvas you order, you get 50% off the frame for that fine art edition. Find us on Facebook or call us at 330-758-5795. That's 330-758-5795. Do you depend on your computer? Then you know that a virus on your computer is bad news. But there is something you can do. Just call this number, 330-759-9700. That's 330-759-9700. That's the number for Ambassador Technologies in Liberty Township. Ambassador Technologies specializes in virus removal and restores your computer to full performance. We also specialize in computer repair, from desktops, laptop screens, laptop power supplies, laptop batteries, and hardware updates. And when your business needs networking, Ambassador Technologies is the place to go. Ambassador Technologies, Youngstown's best for computer repair, networking, website development, and even low-cost business cards and publishing. Call Ambassador Technologies at 330-759-9700. Online at ambastech.com. That's ambassTech.com.
Howdy, howdy. I'm so excited. Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is at the grocery store. That's right. You can get Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce right at the store. That means you can put back the thick and muddy. If you can't taste the meat, what's the point? Pick up the smooth and delicate Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce. Next time you find yourself down at the market, remember, Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce, the full cup of love.
Charlie Staples Barbecue Sauce is now available at the grocery stores. Ask your grocer for a cup of love.
If you can't taste the meat, then what's the point?
This is the Sean Hannity Show.
You know, when liberals use the Bible and Christianity to advance their progressive ends, well, the mainstream media agrees with them. For them, it's just, oh, yeah, I agree with that. When a conservative uses the Bible and Christianity to advance a conservative point, they hyperventilate the media. They're warning of a coming theocracy in America.
This is the Valley's home for Sean Hannity. This is News Talk 600.
We're back with Tracy and Friends on News Talk 600 WSOM, 347-945-5229, or toll-free 1-800-530-WSOM, online at TracyAndFriends.com or 600WSOM.com. Now, here's Tracy.
Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WSOM AM 600. I found it. I found it. Prince, I found Prince.
Yeah, it took me a minute.
I'm so frustrated. It took me a minute to find him. You can't find him everywhere. He won't let his stuff be played.
You find on YouTube?
No. RDIO.com.
Oh, RDIO. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
No, not R-A. R-D. No, no A.
I don't know what he said in the RDIO.
No, he was already a radio. What was that? Ray Goodman and Brown, wasn't it?
No, that was, radio was, my man, Larry Graham.
Hey, the number is 347-945-5229. Jeff, you should have switched seats with me before you came in.
Yeah, I'm wondering what you're doing.
I don't know. I got to go. I'm going to be late. Hey, you're listening to Tracy and Friends. I'm going to go and do something a little bit crazy, and then I will be right back. You guys say a prayer for me because I have issues. I don't know if you know that.
And we're back once again, Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. The number here is 330-781-9600. And also at Blog Talk Radio at Tracy and Friends, would go www.blogtalkradio, Afternoons, Tracy and Friends, Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Excuse me, I'm messing up altogether. But anyway... Whoa. I'm not Donny Hathaway in right now. Anyway, South, you are live and ride with me. And I want to talk about whatever's on your mind, of course. So you can give me a call here locally, 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. And the reason why I was... a little miffed here is I see that they're going to allow there to be that they're going to be able to take your DNA from you if they arrest you for a serious crime, but they haven't designated what a serious crime is. There could be a lot of things that are serious crimes, and so that is really something that needs to be looked at. We need to start speaking out, people, if you don't like something that the government is doing, because they're going to run amok if they get the chance. Government is, how should I say? Government is like a cancer. It'll just keep on reproducing itself totally over and over and over and over again. And so I'm just wondering, and it's bad. It's not good. Some of it is does some positive things here and there. But it just keeps getting so big, it keeps on draining the life out of the good cells. And that's what causes the body to die, is when those cancer cells are out of whack so far that they take all the nutrients and the good cells, whatever they do produce, dies. It's sucked up by the cancer or the government. That's the perfect analogy what we have here. Here it is, the IRS was used by this administration. I'm sorry, I'm not going to say it any different, but I'll say allegedly then. Allegedly used this administration allegedly used the IRS to stop the vote, suppress the vote. What aren't you getting about this? Why aren't you more upset about this? Why aren't you calling to justify what the IRS did then, people? Do that one for me. Where's Mr. Liberal from up north that calls in every day? They must not have given him any talking points today, so he's not calling. I don't know. I just don't know. And so I'm wondering, you know, what are people thinking and why are they letting this go on? I don't care if it was Democrat or Republican that was this was done to. There's no place for it. There's no place. I'm very upset about this. So anyway, you tell me. One thing for my conspiracy guys, the Bilderbergers are back in the news again. And Bilderbergers has set up an unofficial press office for the first time in its 59-year history. In other words, they're going to have announcements to make, okay, and things to say, and they're going to want to, you know, want you to more or less be informed about what the Bilderbergers are doing. And here goes our good friend, our good friend up in New Jersey, who did not have the nerve, it looks like, to appoint a new senator out of New Jersey. So he's going to call for a special election. Now, I'm sorry. Tell me that this is a Republican. He has the chance to do something Republican. He's not going to have to worry about the New Jersey vote so much because New Jersey is a smaller state if he's going to run for office for something else. But he better get, you know, things going on someplace else. I'm sorry. I'm not a Christie fan. I was at one time. I was absolutely a Christie fan at one time. But I'm not anymore. Not after last fall, what I believe he did. Not what he did. To me, that was totally ridiculous. He did not have to go overboard thanking the president for all the things he did. But that's me. What's your opinion? 330-781-9600 or 1-347-945-5229. Hey, South, why don't you check that story out for me and see if that's what I saw, because I don't have captions. I only have the crawl and the things on the screen in my studio here. But you know what? I'm just taken aback by all of this. Now, the young lady tells me that they said they're going to have a million Muslim march on 9/11 in Washington, D.C. I don't know how you do that one here. I just don't know. I'm going to leave that alone because I'm not against Muslims. Definitely not against Muslims. But I don't stand for some of the things they stand for. I don't stand for people murdering people senselessly. I don't stand for people trying to make you believe what they believe. Now, I will argue with you and try to convince you, not argue, but debate you and convince you because, you know, a lot of people don't believe there's a God, period. But my thing is this. When somebody wants to make you do it, or they're going to strap a bomb on themselves or on a kid or on a woman and send them in the middle of a crowd that you have going on somewhere and blow themselves up, I'm not with that, Joel. I'm just not there. Not there. I can't get with it. This is not what a religion is supposed to be, and that's not the regular Muslims. Believe you me, I know plenty, and that is not what the real Muslims are about. But the ones that have been radicalized and politicized, it is. And their belief is supported by their books, so don't get that twisted. It is absolutely supported by the Quran. So now, if it's being taken out of context, that's the one thing. I'm not going to espouse to be a expert on it, but we'll talk about it, you know. It's okay. It's okay. Once again, I'm a little upset. Why? I get upset because though people see this administration self-destructing before their eyes, self-destructing now, and that's what's going on now. Don't get this twisted. You're seeing the self-destructing of an administration. There's no way that the orders to delay, okay, can delay the ruling for someone to get a tax-free status or a 501 so they can organize politically and get their people out to vote. Now, what was the big thing when Republicans said, since we have all these illegals in this country right now, we want to make sure that, and that's not just Mexicans or Puerto Ricans, you all. There's a lot of Irish. There's a lot of people from used to be Soviet bloc areas in this country, Russians. You have illegal Russian immigrants here. So don't get me wrong, but since we have all these illegals in this country, we want to make sure that the voting system is fair, so you must provide an ID to vote. They called it a poll tax. They called it all these other things, and voter suppression. You're trying to suppress the vote, trying to keep me from voting. And then now here in Youngstown, in my area, maybe about, 12%, 15% of the people, not even that many, voted. And it was a mayoral race. It's crazy. It doesn't make sense. Not at all. But that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with. So, anyway, 330, you're in the air.
Hey, just me, Jeff, giving you a call and stuff to you.
What's up, buddy?
Nothing too much, man. You're riding my Democratic Party pretty tough, man. Me and you buddies. And
man,
stuff,
I ain't riding the party tough. I'm riding the administration tough. The administration did this.
Well, yeah, but I mean, majority, you know, of what helped him get in there, we, you know, are Democrats. So, you know, I mean, it's nothing personal. I mean, I know you, you know, stand on your side and stuff like that and everything, you know. But,
At times. You see, I'm not supporting Christie.
I'm just saying it has been, Jeff, a few times, you know, to where, you know, I had to take an extra, you know, extra cup of coffee because a couple of things you said a couple of times, you know, basically towards Democrats was pretty fair, I would say, you know, in general and stuff. But basically, mm-hmm. you know, I was just calling in general. You know, I wanted to ask you something. I hear what you're saying and stuff, and some of it makes truth. I don't want no one to get me wrong by no means. I don't agree with a few things that's going on that the Democratic part of the Congress is doing, and even the president. I'm really kind of upset about a couple of things the way he's handling some things. I just think it's a waste of time, and, you know, he needs to really, you know, put his best foot forward, and I don't think he's doing it. I'm even a little bit disappointed and upset. I'm not afraid to say with Michelle, I for my part, I'm going to say this, and maybe some people may get upset that Democrats and stuff, but I think Michelle is taking too much of the spotlight in general on different things. I just don't agree with that. I'm against that. And
Red,
you know, I'm just going to leave that with that right there on that right there. But, you know, that's
careful.
Where I'm at in general.
We might be getting interrupted by the news here in a second, but let me say this to you.
Sure. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
She's not taking the spotlight. They're giving it to her. Okay.
Yeah, well, you know what? I can understand what you're saying. You probably are right to a point. However it goes, you know what I'm saying, Jeff? I'm a little
mm-hmm.
bit upset. I just don't think that she should be in the spotlight as much as she has on certain things. I understand she's being active, but I just think it's kind of getting a little bit carried away now. I do. That's
They're putting her there because people like her more than they like the president.
She's more
popular, and
yeah,
it's taking the weight off of him because he's got so much craziness going on inside his administration.
Yeah, you're right.
So
you're right.
I mean, so it ain't no crazy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you're right.
It is what it is, man.
Yeah, you're right. You're right, my brother. Okay, look, I know you got to hit your break there and stuff, so I'm just listening to you.
News is coming on. I appreciate you talking.
No doubt. Thank you. Bye now.
Okay. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends. We're going to be back after, as soon as this thing hits the time for it to go to the news. And but I just want you to remember that there's a lot of things going on, and people are playing game after game after game after game politically. See you back on the other side of the top of the hour news. Afternoon with Tracy and Friends.
You've been listening to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. Listen to Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com. That's T-R-A-C-E-Y and friends.com. Tune in tomorrow at noon for the next edition of Afternoons with Tracy and Friends.
WSOM, Salem, Youngstown, Warren. The home for Afternoons with Tracy and Friends. News Talk 600 WSOM.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. The most powerful men in the U.S. military are on Capitol Hill today, and they may be facing one of their toughest battles. It's over how to handle the problem of sexual assault in their ranks. A group of women senators have launched a new offensive. They're calling for cases to be reported to experienced military prosecutors rather than to a soldier's commander. New York's Kristen Gillibrand says forcing victims to do so threatens the chain of command.
You have lost the trust of the men and women who rely on you, that you will actually bring justice in these cases.
Well, the Joint Chiefs say that could cause even more problems, including undermining the readiness of the force. But they agree there are problems that must be addressed.
A sex offender could, in fact, find their way into the armed forces of the United States. And, in fact, there's cases where a conviction wouldn't automatically result in a discharge.
That's Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman General Martin Dempsey. They claim they were unfairly targeted by the IRS. Today, conservative political groups are turning up the heat on the tax man.
Putting a face and a personal story behind the IRS abuses, Tea Party and Patriot groups told the House panel they believe they were targeted for their beliefs by the Internal Revenue Service. Congressman Devin Nunes of California says it was not just some frontline workers in Cincinnati, that letters from higher-ups in Washington show they were involved as well.
ABC's Vic Ratner at the Capitol. It's been almost a year since the deadly movie theater shooting in Aurora, Colorado. Today, a judge in that state accepted James Holmes' plea of not guilty by reasons of insanity. Now, Holmes could still get the death penalty if jurors rule that he was sane when the attack was carried out. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie set a primary election date of August 13th, a special election on October 16th to fill the seat which was left vacant by the death of Senator Frank Lautenberg. Christie says he'll also appoint someone, but won't say who. ABC News.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Workaholics, rejoice. You can catch up on a few emails before you turn in and still get your Z's as long as you decide to go to sleep at some point. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
You may have heard all the warnings that glancing at your smartphone or tablet in bed can mess up melatonin levels and keep you awake, but a new study says not true if you hold your phone 14 inches from your face, a normal distance.
We did not find that the light would be bright enough to interfere with melatonin.
But Dr. Lois Cron at the Mayo Clinic says if you think the light is interfering with your sleep, turn down the brightness or stop reading your device in bed altogether. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The man who gave us the term quarterback sack has died. Deacon Jones, the Hall of Fame defensive end for the Washington Redskins, died of natural causes at his home in Southern California. He was in his early 70s. Jones is credited with terming that word for the way he knocked down quarterbacks. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Is your car's air conditioning not blowing cold enough air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with do-it-yourself AC Pro. It's fast, easy, and you don't need any special tools or skills. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
Broadcasting from the Ford Studios, the Ford Focus offers quick, nimble performance, advanced technology, and great mileage. Lease a new Focus today with no cash due at signing. Another reason why Ford is the number one brand in Northeast Ohio.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle was safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Have you been thinking that the stock market and 401ks aren't what they're cracked up to be? Listen to Straight Talk Wealth with David Gallner every Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
America's best talk. This is News Talk 600.
When you want your morning cup of coffee to come with the latest local and national news, tune to News Talk 600 WSOM every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. The latest news when you need it. And Youngstown's best talk, News Talk 600 WSOM.
Mark Levin is on the radio.
We are going to come at you politically. I wish I could do everything possible to sabotage your agenda, because your agenda is anti-American, because your agenda is anti-free market and anti-private property, because your agenda is an attack on the individual. I, personally, will do whatever I can to sabotage such an agenda, to obstruct it, to divert it, because I'm coming after you all the time.
Weekdays from 6 to 9 p.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Welcome to Afternoons with Tracy and Friends, the local talk show that stimulates your mind and keeps you thinking about things going on in your world. From local issues to topics of global importance, Tracy and Friends keeps you informed and keeps the conversation going.
Call to talk to Tracy and friends at 347-945-5229, 330-781-9600, or toll free at 1-866-530-WSOM. Listen online at tracyandfriends.com or at 600WSOM.com. And now, here's Tracy Winbush.
So many places in my life and time. I've sung a lot of songs. I've made some bad ones. I've acted out my life in stages with 10,000 people watching. But we're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. I know your image of me is what I hope to be. I treated you unkindly, but darling, can't you see? There's no one more important to me. We're alone now, and I'm singing this song to you. You taught me precious secrets of a true love, holding nothing.
Afternoon with Tracy and friends. The illustrious Mr. Donnie Hathaway, who was an absolute great, great, great talent. I'm going to play his daughter's music a little bit later in the show. But we're talking about what's on your mind and giving you a little bit what's on ours. I don't understand some of the people out here. And, hey, that's me. That is just me. So, anyway, afternoon with Tracy and friends here on SOM 600 AM, local caller, you're in there. Hey, Steve.
Yes,
the answer is no, she hasn't, don't know where, and I ain't looking for her to call.
I'm trying to see if you can get her up, but other than that, I have something important to call you about here, Joe.
Okay.
A lot of times I really do get tired of us, and we do not do enough research or information when it comes down to our Arab brothers and sisters over there in the Middle East.
Right.
Jeff, you know for a fact, our government is the very reason why our policies in this government here are the reason why that the Arab nation have that so-called jihad and aid us, because we wronged them first. It goes all the way back to more than 60, or probably 65 years.
Okay. Now, since you said that, how did we wrong?
Bush.
I said, since you said that, how did we wrong them?
I've heard about the Shawl of Iraq, where the...
Okay.
You know,
I was doing the Jeopardy. I was doing the Jeopardy thing, and thought you were going to answer with a question. But anyway.
In other words, Jeff,
yeah.
The Shawl of Iraq had
Iran.
The Shawl of Iran,
rather. Mm-hmm.
Our government overthrew, I think, the first leader in that country, because that country was supposed to have been a similar like our own country, a democracy.
What happened?
And then our government went in and overthrew and put the Shah of Iraq in power.
Iran.
Yeah, Shah of Iran, rather.
Okay, now, the Shah of Iran. Who was in power before the Shah of Iran was there?
Well, I don't know yet.
Read, look that one up, okay? Because you'll see, what's the name of the country?
I think that has something to do with the CIA or something like that.
It may have been, but I'm not saying that. That's not my point. The point is, who named Iran, Iran?
The British, yes.
No, they did not.
I mean, actually, it's the United States and Great Britain.
Neither one of them.
And in the class, it was NATO or something like that?
No, sir.
That brought Israel as being a nation?
No, that had nothing to do with Iran, being named Iran.
I mean, Iran has been a nation for more than 3,000 years, probably longer than that, sir.
It hasn't been named Iran for that long.
Anyway, Jeff.
But Steve, you can't just say these things. This contributes to the ignorance of a people. When you start saying that,
don't you think that what I'm saying is that, to me, I think that it's just like us black people, we have been wrong here in this country here.
Okay.
And so we had to, we had to fight for, people who came before us fought for our rights so we would have equality. And then, like I was bringing up about whites who were liberal, why am I hearing an echo in the background, Jeff?
I don't know. I don't know what you're hearing.
Well, I keep hearing an echo in the background. I mean, maybe
That's something with your phone, unless you have your radio on.
No, my radio is cut off. It's cut down.
Yeah. Is it cut down or cut off?
Cut off, yeah.
Okay, well, you should stop hearing the echo. Unless there's something wrong with your phone. Is that an Obama phone?
Yeah, it is. That's not really. It has nothing to do with Obama.
Now, how did I know? Now, that was a good way to make 1-347-945-5229. No, you got your technology, which is fine, Steve. They gave it to you to use. If my phone echoes, I send it back.
No, what I'm saying, Jeff, is that I probably should be putting down my government because I'm biting the hand that feeds me. But, I mean, we have to, I mean, if we're for equality and justice, like us black people, we want equality and justice, and we should want equality and justice for all people.
Can you call me right back, Steve?
Okay, John.
Call me back in about 5 minutes. Local caller, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. I just happened to listen to your radio show.
Uh-huh.
I assume that you're an African-American Republican.
I am an African-American conservative. Yes, I am.
Yeah. Now, I like the Conservative Party because they damage themselves with every comment they make.
No, they don't. What happens is, the news media takes any little thing that the conservatives say and turns it into a big thing because they can. They have a production staff ready to go at any time, and that's what they do. Joe Biden can say every kind of foolish thing in the world, and they'll laugh it off, and they won't report it again. But let Sarah Palin say one thing that doesn't add up, and they're on her like white on rice, and they will not let up because that's what has happened in America. The news media has taken over being the consciousness of America instead of the people.
I only said one thing, and you just took it for a ride.
Yep, because that's what happens.
I want to say this. It wasn't the news media who came out against the Dream Act, and you wasn't the news media that enforced crazy stop and frisk laws in Arizona. What is the news media? Hispanic outside of Florida. What? I'm sorry.
First of all, you have to understand what the Dream Act was. One.
But you voted against it.
Absolutely. And would vote against.
When you voted against. I'm happy that you are how you are, because you're just going to ensure that it's going to be a long. You'll win local elections because of the white.
Your phone is making a whole lot of noise. I don't know. You got air hitting it or something?
Yes, probably. I don't have an Obama phone.
No, that's okay. No, I was only joking with Steve, but I was right. I was right when I did. That's why I laughed. But listen.
You came out against the teachers. Mitt Romney says when Walker won something in Wisconsin, he says the country has voted.
Yeah, because Walker won against public unions. The public unions are the unions that are overreaching, where our kids aren't getting educated. Yes, we came out against of that situation. Not that teachers don't need to get paid more, because they do. Teachers need to get paid almost double what they get right now.
But I'm saying, if you let me finish, everything, you are against so many things, and that's not true.
What you're saying is not true.
But I didn't finish anything. But you gave Obama the chance to configure a coalition based on the people you talk about incessantly. So then if I don't want you to stop doing what you're doing and saying what you're saying.
No, the news media has done this, sir. So I understand what you're saying. But listen. We had a guy on here yesterday. I mean, you got to talk back and forth now. This is a talk show.
Okay.
I hear what you're saying, because you're running a lot of stuff, and I haven't been able to decipher everything that you said so that I can actually answer it. I want to answer what you said, so I can't let you give me too much at one time, so that what I'm going to say is going to be, you know, moot. Okay. So once again, the news media takes anything that somebody says and says, you're against this and you're against it. No, we're not. We're not against education. No, we're not against education. We're against liberal foolishness in education. We're against the don't teach phonics in grade school anymore education. We're against Washington, D.C. having control of how we educate our kids. Why? Because our kids are not learning a doggone thing, and in inner city kids are having a worse time because they have social problems that are going on, economic and social problems that are going on. And so they are way, way behind. And America is number one in esteem and number 18 or 19 in academics. What sense does that make?
It doesn't make any sense, but I guess – hope that you guys keep on hollering about all the different, very Democratic constituencies, because what you will do is you will galvanize those people to conform coalition and coalition and coalition. Now, I don't know if you're right or wrong, but for the sake of argument, what you're doing is making sure in a very good way. You're making sure that there will be a permanent coalition that will defeat you on national elections. Win local elections.
Here, national elections,
you'll never win again.
I totally disagree with you, but I hear you. But once again, let me ask you a question. You got a backyard?
Yeah, I have a backyard.
Okay, can I move into it?
Are you insane? Why would you move into my backyard?
I might want to move into your backyard. My backyard might not be so good.
What is it you're trying to say?
I'm trying to say You're going to tell me we voted against the Dream Act. Why did we vote against the Dream Act?
It doesn't matter.
Yes,
why?
It does matter. Why matters? This is the craziness of the left. Now this is
the left
doesn't care. We're just going to give it up. You got 12 million people in here. Let me give you a little statistic here.
Okay.
Healthcare is coming up. And we did this healthcare bill because we had 62 million people that were not covered. So now they've changed the whole system to cover those 62 million people, and they're going to cover 30 million of those 62.
Okay.
Now, on top of this, you and the lefties want to bring in 12 million more people into the country and give them a status to where they're going to be able to get health care, where they're going to be able to get into our school systems and destroy them because they don't want to speak English. They want to speak Spanish. And they're not going to assimilate. They're going to do just like Southern California, Arizona, New Mexico, Texas. Ask those people down there whether it's a good idea for the doggone Dream Act.
Well, I'll tell you something.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the people, along with the African Americans, along with immigrants from all over the world, even the Asian immigrants, the Indian immigrants. All these people are for health care. All these people are for easier immigrant status. All these people, and you attack the right or wrong, you attack the NEA. And so when you get to attacking all of these groups, all these groups are just going to say, we're sick of it. We're just going to vote Democratic.
They can do
what?
Well, then do A. Hey. I'd rather go down, I'd rather die fighting than to die as a result of just letting you do whatever the hell you want to do. I'm not going to sit by and allow you to swarm the country, period, with people who have a country that can't do anything in their own country and will not change their own country.
So you're saying you don't mind if you're always the majority party in the national election. You don't mind that. You'll always win the House. That's a
gerrymander. House in the Senate would be good for me.
You're not going to win the Senate.
Oh, yeah, we're going to win the Senate sooner or later. Probably this midterm.
When did you win it last?
I don't remember it right offhand, my friend, but it doesn't matter. But
2008.
Okay.
2006, the Democrats got it, and they kept it. And they'll never give it up because of your national, your biased national views.
Well, the views are not biased, and they are conservative. And when you conserve, you try to make sure that things work without having excess in foolishness.
Well,
like $51 million that the IRS spent on line dance teachers. Okay, you hear what I'm saying? That's craziness.
I think you have a integrity, you have character, and you want to do what's right. But the fact is that you keep on just going against so many different areas of the voters. You're never going to win a national election, and I'm so happy for you.
Well,
I hope you guys keep on fighting the fight and doing that.
Well, then you're going to be happy for me at least because my principles will not allow me to go to the gutter. Okay, not like that. I'm not going to go and kill my own people off through abortion. Okay, that's number one. I'm not going to. I'll make sure that my people stay poor by giving them little doles of things from a thing called a welfare system. You know,
like Mitt Romney and the Republicans on a natural basis, you say anyone receiving public assistance from food stamps to any other public assistance. And what is that, like 50% of the population?
Yeah, almost.
So you want to alienate them? You want to tell
them? I'm not alienating anybody. No. I want to re-educate them and tell them you do not have to stay on welfare. You do not have to sit in a subservient position waiting and begging for somebody to come and give you something.
And
I'm going to make it. I'm going to make the economy work by taking some of the weights that this last administration has thrown on something like 20-something hundred new rules for the EPA, brand new legislation.
I
got it. Huh?
I gotta say that you permanently handicapped yourself with your actions. You're arrogant, aggressive.
No, we're handicapped by the news media, my friend.
You're handicapped by yourself. And I hope you keep on saying,
okay.
And Hillary Clinton, whom you hate, whom you loathe and despise.
I don't hate Clinton. I don't hate them all. But you know what? I don't cringe at the thought of Hillary Clinton being president. I wish she was the president instead of the one we have now. Okay.
And
she's going to go in on Benghazi as well because she's responsible.
And she's going to win.
I don't think so. I may be wrong on that one because I don't know that one. But I'm just telling you, I don't think so. I think Benghazi is going to take her down. I think that Obama's going to make sure that that Benghazi takes her down.
Why would Obama not want to?
Because he hates them and they hate him.
Okay, so
this sounds like somebody that likes you. Well, Mr. Kennedy, so many years ago, he would have been getting us our coffee. He would have been carrying our luggage. Does that sound like somebody loves you or likes you? That's what Mr. Clinton said. No. You African American, sir? Because I believe that any African American that votes to that woman is going to be stupid if they don't remember those words that were said.
You are my friend, an emotional person.
Emotional? I'm not emotional.
Who votes from emotion and all kind of other silliness.
I don't vote for no emotion, my friend. I never vote emotionally. I never make any decision emotionally. Understand that. I think about my decisions.
How will you get the African-American males, how will you get that majority of those incarcerated as opposed to in college? How are you going to do that?
Well, good question. Good question, my friend. First of all, When Ken Blackwell was a Secretary of State of Ohio, he's not a lackey whatsoever. He was a very intelligent. Well, in your opinion, that's because you foolishly don't know. You don't know the man came out of poverty to rise to where he got. Their family was dirt poor down in Cincinnati, Ohio. Dirt poor. Father worked in a meat packing plant. Okay, now here's my point. We were working on a prison reentry program, and he thought that, you know, because he had been told to wait to run for governor and let the last governor, Taft, run, that it would be his turn next, and he waited. Then when that happened, they allowed the primary, and there's no way that the Republican in this state during that time especially could have won the general if he had a primary. So now, that does not sound like a lackey to me. I think that the reason why they didn't is because he's too independent.
Yeah, but what he did was he acquiesced to his fellow white Republicans.
And acquiesced how? How did he acquiesce?
You just told me he stepped aside.
That's how you do this. You don't understand that, do you? When they feel like they have a strong horse, they will make deals with whoever else is getting in the run, and they say, well, look, if you wait this time, we will make sure that you come out there on the next time. And
well,
that's how that works. You wait your turn, in a sense.
Well, all I got to say is I'm going to let you go, I do enjoy talking to you.
Mm-hmm.
And I will be your loyal listener. And I will call you.
Please.
And I'll call you every time you say something that doesn't make sense. And in your case, that seems to be often.
I like that. Hey, you got me. You got me. I couldn't. What am I going to do with that? Listen.
I am black and I'm an ultra progressive liberal.
I see
and
that.
I'm a practicing Catholic, and I know that might sound wrong.
They don't fit.
Like
no, they don't fit, and you can't be one and be the other.
How do they not fit?
First of all, the teachings of your church do not fit the politics of the Democrat Party. That's number one. So then, if you do not wait a minute, let me make one statement. If you do not follow the teachings and the basic tenets of your church, you're not what you say you are. There's no such thing as a pro-abortion Catholic.
Well, there's not a Catholic in the world who believes that abortion is.
Yes, it is.
Wait,
yes, there
that,
is.
Man.
I used to work with a whole lot of them. I know.
Well, you didn't. We have what Catholic and about 50% of the Catholics actually believe this, that we think abortion is wrong, it's immoral, it's illegal. However, we believe in the right for the. For people, for women, to make their own choice.
So do I. So do I.
Why? Because they're humans.
I didn't say why. I said so do I. But the problem is.
How is this different than the teachings of the Catholic Church?
Because the Catholic Church teaches that killing is wrong, and they teach you that life begins at conception.
What about the nuns on the bus?
I don't care nothing about nuns on anything. What does it matter?
Have you heard of the nuns on the bus?
I don't know what you mean by that.
There are a group of nuns who travel around the country on a bus. They're called the nuns on the bus.
Okay.
And the nuns on the bus, you can't say they're not practicing their religion.
What are they doing? What are they doing on the bus?
They're going around and protesting for people of poverty and people who need help in the United States. I think maybe you ought to do a little.
You mean are they? They're saying that abortion. Everybody should have the right to abort.
The word abortion is not in their vocabulary. The word of helping.
Choice.
Need help is in their vocabulary.
Okay, well let me put it like this.
Take an emotional issue.
No, this is not emotional. This is legal. This is legal, my friend. I was raised by a lawyer, and so let me put it like this. This is a legal issue.
What is a legal issue?
Abortion is.
But let me say, the nuns on the bus backed Obama.
I'm sure they did.
A bus. You don't even know about the nuns on the bus.
I sure don't. But you said what they believe, so I understand.
I think maybe you ought to do some research on that first before you make a statement without any knowledge.
What are you talking about?
The nuns on the bus.
I could care less about nuns on the bus. I could care less. First of all.
You're saying that if you don't believe in the craziness that you believe in, you're not a Catholic.
If you do not believe in the basic tenets of the Catholic Church, you are not a Catholic. Just like anybody that says they're a Christian and they believe it's all right to have abortions and have.
But you never heard me say that.
No, I'm just saying.
They have a right to choose what to do with their own body.
Who's fighting for the baby's right, though? Because the baby's body is not the woman's body.
Well, I'll say it this way.
Am I right or wrong?
The arguments that you have are totally in every way against the majority of the country.
I know that, and I don't care. You have to understand that. I don't care whether it's against the majority, because I think the majority is wrong. Okay?
So you will forever be the party of local politics and the party of the minority.
That's fine. I don't own the Republican Party, so I can't describe it, because there's plenty of Republicans that believe in choice. So, once again, I don't own the party. I'm telling you my personal view and personal beliefs. I can't support that. Why? Because my God says that conception begins at birth, so therefore I don't support it. Number two.
Your God doesn't say that.
Yes, he does.
You say that.
No. No, sir. I can show you the scripture where he says it. So don't talk to me. You don't. He says, I knew you before I placed you in your mother's womb. Which means that at that second that egg and that sperm got together, that was a person. It was a living being. Because God placed him in there, and nobody gets there by mistake. Once again, you don't know what you're talking about on the Bible, on my Bible, okay, because that's what God says. Now, what you say.
Well, your Bible mm-hmm. is an illegitimate Bible.
Mine isn't. I don't. How is my Bible illegitimate? What Bible am I reading that's illegitimate?
You're reading the King James Version.
No, sir, I am not. So there you go again.
What Bible are you reading?
I read quite a few. I read the Hebrew Bibles. I read the Greek Septuagint. I study like about 7 or 8 different Bibles at times. So now, what you're saying to me is foolishness.
Do you know anything about the Council of Nicaea?
Yes, I do, and I don't agree with it. No. Why? Because it got rid. Hey, the Council of Nicaea got rid of the Book of Enoch. It got rid of the Maccabees. It got rid of the old Jasher, the Book of Jasher, which are very, very strong books. And there's one other one I can't think of. I said Maccabees already, so there's another one that's not being seen. I read all of those Bibles or those books, I should say.
That was the only Bible that existed.
I know.
Until 1611.
What was the only Bible that existed?
The Douay version of the Bible.
The what version?
The Douay, which was held by the Catholic Church.
Yeah, because the Catholic Church was started as a political organization. And they were a pagan organization, not a church. And
how could it be a pagan organization?
Easy. What are you celebrating Easter for after the goddess Ishtar? Why? Why is the birth of Christ in December, on December 25th, when he was not born at that time? They know it wasn't. Okay? The shepherds weren't in the fields at a certain time. Okay. What I'm saying to you, my good friend, is you have a westernized belief in the Bible. I don't.
What's a westernized belief in the Bible?
Anything that came strictly through the Catholic Church, which is most of our denominations.
Well, you don't believe in the King James Version of the Bible?
No, sir.
Written by Shakespeare.
I don't care who wrote it. I don't believe in it. I believe that there are errors in that. Because when you take Hebrew and Greek, and I'm going to let you go on this one, Hebrew and Greek, which has, say, I'm going to give a fictitious amount of numbers, so don't get mad, 1,200 words, and you try to fit it into English that only has 800 words, you're going to have something missing somewhere. So that's where I'm at with that. I ain't with
it. There are problems with everything. But the point I'm trying to make is, the majority of the Christians in this country, if not Protestants around the world, use the nationalized, and that's what it was,
Got you. Hey, I'm going to break. You want to hold on? I'll hold you over. Afternoon with Tracy and Fran.
I'll call you back.
I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News. A Youngstown man was sentenced to between 24 and 30 months in federal prison yesterday for defrauding the government of more than $400,000. 51-year-old Rolando Sepulveda is a former cocaine dealer who used his Ambulette company to defraud the government. Officials with Niles Schools have some difficult decisions to make. The district has some new buildings, but last month voters defeated two operating levies. They do expect an additional 6% in state funding for the fiscal year 2014. If that funding bill fails, some cutbacks could follow. They're also hoping for a grant from the National Football League to help pay for field turf for the football stadium. And the jury has sided with a teacher who sued a Catholic archdiocese in Ohio, saying it violated anti-discrimination laws by firing her after she became pregnant via artificial insemination. The federal jury awarded Krista Dias more than $170,000. You're up to date. I'm Mark LaVoy, WSOM News.
Everyone faces challenges in their lives. Handling it on our own sometimes is too overwhelming, but Turning Point Counseling can help. Turning Point offers the highest quality, individualized, confidential behavioral health care. Our professional and caring staff can help you or your loved one get started on the road to recovery today. Turning Point Counseling, because behavioral health care is health care. Don't wait. Visit our website for more information or call today for care. Everybody faces challenges in their lives. Sometimes these challenges can be too much to handle on our own. That's where Turning Point Counseling can help for depression, anxiety, suicidal thoughts, drug and alcohol abuse and addiction, personality disorders, crisis intervention, and more. Turning Point also provides residential services in our crisis stabilization unit for those who need inpatient care. Turning Point Counseling Services, helping you on the road to recovery.
Ringing in the ears? Call Centers for Hearing Care today, 888-866-4327.
Got food allergies? We can help. Call GC Cairo and Wellness Center, 505-3515.
You're listening to the new home for the Sean Hannity Radio Show, News Talk 600 WSOM.
Welcome to today's lottery drawing. And today's winning numbers are not yours, not yours, and another number that's not yours. And the final number is not yours.
When it comes to having money, don't rely on luck. Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Have you been thinking that the stock market and 401ks aren't what they're cracked up to be? Listen to Straight Talk Wealth with David Gallner every Saturday at 11 a.m. on News Talk 600 WSOM.
1-800-530-WSOM or 347-945-5229. Call in now to talk to Tracy and friends on News Talk 600 WSOM.
Good afternoon once again, everybody, here on WSOM 600 AM on your radio dial. It is Afternoon with Tracy and Friends, and on iHeartRadio on WSOM 600 AM. We're here every Monday through Friday from 12 to 3, and I would say it like this.
Avoid the rush and listen to us.
That's all you need to know, so you come on back and listen to us. And we'll talk about some things. And before I go back, this is calls. I have a local caller on the line. You're going to be up in 1 second. I don't care whether the majority of the country believes this or believes that. I have to go with what I know to be true and what's true inside of me and what I can prove scientifically, prove spiritually, et cetera, et cetera. Has nothing to do with what you think it is, because I don't answer to you. I answer only to God and to my own family. So to that, I have to be true. Okay, so once that's is settled, I don't care how many people believe in abortion. I know better. I don't care how many people believe gays should get married. I know better. I'm not mad at the gay people. understand they struggle with who they are because they anatomically don't fit what they think. That has to be terribly, terribly disconcerting. And I pray peace for them that deal with that. Friends and family I know like that are dealing with that. I don't condemn you. I say that only any of us have, in my belief, we find peace and find life through Jesus Christ. Local caller, you are on the air, in the air.
Yeah, it's me, Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I mean, I personally might think that the reason why that the over there at the Arab nations hate the United States is because we back and support Israel, number one. And number two, I think if we didn't back and support, and number two, we're there because of the oil interest, and it does go all the way back to the Bush family, and I think it has something to do with
way before the Bush family, way before.
But, I mean, it was really, when did we build this refinery in that country? It was really about 65 years, isn't it, or something like that, since 1948.
I'll try to help you along here, Steve.
The United States and Great Britain, which was a part of NATO, they're the ones who founded and made the nation of Israel become to be a state because many of the people wanted to, who were, I guess, Jewish, wanted to have a homeland. And they wanted
to... It's not the Jewish wanted to have a homeland. The Jews were there all the while. When they took it over through war thousands of years ago,
many of them were scattered about, and many of them.
Yes, they are.
But you European Jews were the ones who took over that land.
Okay.
And they also became to be bully corporate when it came down to the Palestinians, and that's another reason why they were.
That's not totally true either, what you just said.
Plus, Jeff, I don't think that they have anything against us American people, per se. I think they have something against our government for backing Israel.
Okay. One thing at a time, Steve. I can't let you just talk. First of all, what you just said is totally incorrect. When you say they don't have... Can I finish?
You know it's the truth.
No, it's not the truth. It's not the truth, Steve.
In other words, it's not true.
They don't hate you just because... They don't hate our government only. They hate all of you. If they hated our government, why didn't they just go... Why did those bombs... Listen, Steve. Steve, quit being stupid. Okay. And I'm saying that to you. Think here. If they only hated the government, why did they take innocent people and blow them up to smithereens? Why did this Fort Hood shooter go in? That's closer yet than he is that did attack the government. He at least shot down some soldiers, innocent, unarmed soldiers. Okay? Now, why are they blowing up innocent people if they hate our government?
Maybe it's because our government has been in that region for a long
why
time.
Why are they blowing up the Boston bombers?
Have we killed innocent people?
This has nothing. You just made a statement. I don't think you said, and I'm trying to get you to think. You said, I don't think that... they don't dislike our people. I think they dislike our government. So I said, forget that. If that's the case, why don't they blow up government buildings? Why are they blowing up innocent people at a race in Boston? Thank you. Why are they strapping on bombs and blowing up marketplaces over in Iraq? In Afghanistan. They do try to hit the military people to get them out their country because they don't want that influence in their country. But what I'm trying to, listen.
They don't really want us here, Jeff.
Listen, radicalized Muslims take literally what the Quran says when it says that what do they call us now? The infidels, are to be killed. And it even says one place, we kill the infidels until they hide in the rocks. And then the rocks cry out to us and say, here, sir, here is the infidel. Come get him.
Wait a minute.
That's what, it doesn't, no, it is not because, no, it is because you're infidels.
Why are we considered as infidels?
We're infidels because we don't.
Don't forget there are
because,
black people that are Jewish.
Oh, God, we're not talking about black and white. We're talking about belief in religion,
and
Steve.
And there are whites who are Muslim.
Steve, we're talking about a belief that says that whoever doesn't believe like them is to be destroyed because they have to bring peace on earth through Allah. They have to create the Holocaust so the third Imam and Allah can come back and destroy the infidels and raise up the Muslims. You never read the Quran. You don't know. I'm telling you, I read the Quran. I study.
So in other words, they hate Farrakhan. He's considered as Muslim.
Well, they don't.
He believes in the Quran.
Well, they don't hate Farrakhan. How do you think Gaddafi gave Farrakhan $10 million? You forgot that one?
So
that's
in
why
other words, they would embrace us more so than they embrace the Europeans.
No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. No, sir. And no, sir. It
so
doesn't matter who you are if you're not a Muslim. If you're a Muslim, then you're okay. But if you're not a Muslim, that ain't nothing happening. Why do you think the president is playing this little game about not naming stuff Muslim terrorism? He was raised as a
he's a Muslim himself.
I agree. I believe that. I believe he was raised that way.
The Muslim name.
Like I said, it doesn't matter whether his name is a Muslim name or not.
When he goes over there and he bombs and do harm to his own people. He's doing harm to his own people in some ways.
Who?
When he goes along with our own government and his policies, he's bringing harm to his own people.
I don't know what you're talking about, but
I'm talking about our president.
That could very well be, Steve.
He's bringing harm to his own people.
Could very.
Because he's not supporting what he really is supposed to be about. He's supposed to be Muslim.
Well, once again, that could be.
That lets me know that he really does not hate this government.
Who?
Because if he hated this government, then he would not.
He despises. The man that's in charge of your government despises the government. He says so. He tells you that he hates the way this government is. He wants to tear it down and bring it back again the way he wants it to be. Which is Steve, I turned you down because you won't listen. Okay, once again, now because of who he thinks is a hero, a guy by the name of Saul Alinsky. Please, anybody that wants to know what the president believes, look up the teacher. Forget Bill Ayers. I'm not talking. Bill Ayers is a student of Saul Alinsky. So Bill Ayers is just, they're affiliated. But that has nothing to do with what I'm saying here now. Saul Alinsky, the president, when he was teaching, he taught out of Mr. Alinsky's book. Do you understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you take one of the most radical people in the world that says, that named his book Rules for Radicals. And just what he's doing with the Occupy, with the Arab Spring, and all this stuff that now has the world set on fire, going to hell in a handbasket. Changing the morals of a country. Destroying.
Do you ever think that God could be using him to carry out that one thought that
Matter whether God is using him or not. That's not my point.
A lot of times I thought that he could have been the Antichrist.
I don't know about him being the Antichrist. He's very much a type of it because he said things to get himself into power, and that's what the Bible says the Antichrist does. He never did one doggone thing. He never ran anything. He never managed anything. He never had any experience doing anything that mattered, negotiations, nothing. Because when he was in the House and the Senate, he wasn't there long enough because he was always running for the next office. He was hand-carried through this by the progressives like this man says he is. Now, this African-American man that was just on the show a little while ago, very smart guy, very mannered, well-mannered guy, but I feel sorry for him for telling me that he's a progressive, because the progressives don't care for black people whatsoever. They're elitist. And just because you got a little degree or something like that.
Well, there are elitist black people.
Like I said, they're not going to be included in the ruling class, okay? Understand that. And I'm saying it today, mark the day down. 9/6/2013.
So what you're saying, wealthy blacks who have...
Now, wealthy blacks, that does not make you a elitist. I'm telling you, people that ascribe to the progressive movement. The progressives are an organization, Steve, not just a group of people that are smart and have a lot of money. They're a whole mindset of people, and they're running nations.
Hey, Jeff, you take care, buddy.
All right, Steve. Thanks for calling.
I won't.
Tracy will be back tomorrow.
Well,
everybody, afternoon with Tracy and friends. Thank you, my friend. Afternoon with Tracy and friends, Jeff in the air chair. I'm going to get out of here. And while I go out, I'm going to play a little bit of Layla Hathaway, Donnie's daughter. We'll see you tomorrow. Tracy will be back here bright and early to do her thing. See ya.
Tracy every weekday from noon to 3 on Newstalk 600. Visit our website for more about Tracy and Friends at www.tracyandfriends.com.